Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Go ahead.
Neither shall fruit be in the vines.
Come on.
The labor of the olive shall fail.
Come on.
And the fields shall yield no meat.
Come on.
The flock shall be cut off.
Come on.
From the fold.
Come on.
And there shall be no herd in the stalls.
Keep reading.
Yet I will rejoice.
Yet. Look at your neighbor and say, yet. Say it again. Say, yet.
Yet.
I will do what?
Rejoice.
I will rejoice what?
In the Lord.
In the Lord. Read.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
I will joy in the God of my salvation. In this scripture, you will find that nothing is really happening. Things are going haywire. Nothing is yielding fruit. There is no harvest. Things are going downhill. Things are upset. But I will not lose my posture. I will not lose my praise. I will not lose my Holy Ghost. I will not lose my integrity. I will not lose my character. Yet, I will rejoice. Anybody got a yet praise? Anybody got a yet praise? You got to learn how to rejoice when things are not going good. Amen. It's easy for you to rejoice when things are going your way. When there's money in your pocket. When there's food in the refrigerator. And everything is a yes, yes. Hallelujah. But your time to really rejoice is when you're going through a storm. Can anybody here rejoice in a storm? You got to learn how to rejoice when things are not favorable. When things are not favorable to you and your family, and there's no return on your labor, and there's no fruit on the vine, and all you do is worry and fret, and you're frustrated, and you're dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with confusion, you're dealing with chaos. Look at your neighbor and say, yep. Yet will I praise him. Why am I going to praise him? Because I know that the same God that did it before is able to do it now. You got to understand he's a God of all seasons. And whatever season you find yourself in, you got to learn how to embrace that season. If you're in the valley, enjoy the lily of the valley. I said, in the valley, enjoy the lily of the valley. Yes, he's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's a rose of Sharon. Yes, yes, I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to tuck my tail and run from the devil. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Look at your neighbor and say, I will rejoice. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody say hallelujah. I need you to read that again. Go back and read that again. Give where you're coming from. Habakkuk
3:17.
Yes.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Come on.
Neither shall fruit be in the vine.
Come on.
The labor of the olive shall fail.
Come on.
And the fields shall yield no meat.
Read.
The flock shall be cut off.
Come on.
From the fold.
Sometime you're going to go through a pruning. It's a part of the process. Look at your neighbor and say, you're pruning. It's a part of your process. God made you a promise, but you got to go through the process of getting that promise. Because make no doubt about it, he is a promise keeper. If he spoke it, it shall. I need you to help me preach it. It shall come to pass. In fact, the song said, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised. His word is true. Don't stop praying. Look at your neighbor and say, don't stop praying. He'll answer you. I need you to high five and everybody said, the answer's on the way. The answer's on the way. So I'm going to praise him until it get here. I'm going to keep dancing until it get here. I'm going to keep praising God. I'm going to keep shouting until it arrive. But soon, soon and very soon, it shall appear. It shall arrive. If you believe it, say yes. Somebody say yes, Lord. So the flock should be cut off. You're not getting a return on what you put out. You have invested. You have prayed. You have fasted. You have waited on God. But sometimes there's no result. That's when you got to say, God, I got an experience built on. I know what you've done in the past. So I know what you can do. And even if you don't do it, you're still a man of your word. Yes. Say yes. Even the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, I need you to look at your neighbor and say, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Tell them, I'm getting delivered one way or the other. My deliverance has come. Hey. Hey. I'm in a win-win situation. I said, I'm in a win-win situation. If I die, it's all right. If I live, it's still all right. But the Bible says absent from the body, it's present with the Lord. So Satan, you still lose. I'm a winner. Yes. Somebody give God praise right there. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Glory to God. Hey! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your expectation. Expect God to show up. And when he show up, he's going to show off. Look at your neighbor. God is about to show up. And he's going to show off. It's worth the wait. I said it's worth the wait. My advice to you is to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen that heart. Wait. Wait. Wake. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So don't let the devil kill your joy. I said, don't let the devil kill your joy. Amen. He said in one scripture, with joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. Say, man, that salvation denotes deliverance. Amen. If you keep the joy, your deliverance is coming. You keep the joy, he gonna come through for you. Some of you been praying for family members. Don't stop praying. I got some good news. They're getting ready to get saved. Oh, you ought to clap your hand right there. I got some good news. They're getting ready to get saved. The lives are about to change. Transformation is coming. Look at your neighbor and say, it's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. That's why I gotta keep praising. That's why I gotta keep my feet on the floor. Yay! Hey. I got some nieces that need to be saved. I got some nephews that need to be saved. I got some aunts that need to be saved. I got some uncles that need to be saved. And if I keep on rejoicing, if I keep on holding up the bloodstained banner, he that shall come will come and shall not tarry. Hear your name. He's on the way. He's on the way. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Read the 18th verse.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Didn't Jesus curse the fig tree? He cursed the fig tree because it wasn't doing nothing. It was just showing leaves. Say amen. At a time it's supposed to be producing harvest, it was doing nothing. Say amen. He cursed the fig tree. Hallelujah. Amen. You looking for it to bear fruit.
That's right.
Sometimes it don't bear fruit.
That's right.
You looking for somebody to act one way and they acting another. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got quiet right there. But one thing I like about God, he's not moody. He's not changeable. Amen. He's not one way one minute and one way the next minute. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tell somebody, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. Read that verse, honey.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
Keep reading.
Neither shall fruit be in the vine.
Yes.
The labor of the olive shall fail.
Come on.
And the field shall yield no meat.
Keep reading.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold.
Keep reading. Don't you leave church when everybody else leaves church. You can't leave when everybody else leaves. You got to be planted. You got to know where God placed you and stay planted. Say amen. You got to, the wind's going to blow. Amen. The winds of opposition, the winds of discouragement, all kind of winds going to blow. But tell somebody, I am planted. Oh, y'all looking at me funny. Come on, tell somebody, I am planted. And I can't go nowhere. I believe I run on. See what the end will be. I believe I pray on. See what the end will be. I've been tempted. I've been tried. I've been to the water. Been baptized. Stepped in the water. Water was cold. Chill my body, but not my soul. I believe I'll run home. See what the end will be. Stay planted. Stay planted. Support your leader. You ain't gonna understand. You ain't gonna comprehend everything about your leader. But stay planted. Pray for your leader. They go through just like you go through. They have dark days too. They have valley experiences too. But stay planted. Look at your neighbor and say, don't go nowhere. Pray. There's power in prayer. I said, pray. There's power in prayer. I need you to echo this thing. Say, pray. There's power. There's authority. There's dominion in prayer. Say it. Jesus. Now read the 18th verse. I'm about to bring it to a close. 18th verse.
18th verse.
Yes.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Look at your neighbor and say, this is my position and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to keep my joy. You ain't going to take my joy. Because my joy is my strength. So if you take my joy, I'm going to have no strength. No wonder the church is weak. I said, no wonder the church is weak. Hallelujah. We need some joy. Bring the joy back. Look at your neighbor. I hope they don't get offended. Say, neighbor, bring the joy back. We need the joy. You lose your strength. I'm so weak. I'm weak. I can't take nothing. I can't take no name calling. I can't take a false accusation. because I'm weak. I ain't got no joy. But when the strength comes, it causes you to hold on to God. And we're living in an hour where we need to hold on to God. And when you hold on to God, He's already holding on to you. It's called relationship. Yes. I'm so glad. I'm not religious, but I have a relationship. Say yes. Come on, make that affirmation right now. Say, I'm not religious, but I have a relationship. Jesus is my everything. Jesus is my king. He's ruler. He's in charge of my life. I got to keep the joy. Clap your hands and give me praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalm 67. This is my last scripture. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. Psalms 67, verse 5 and 6. I'm talking about watering your harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have it?
I have the bread.
Do you have the bread?
Yes, sir.
All right. Read, my dear sister.
Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6.
Did I say Psalm 67? What did I say? Yes, read.
Let the people praise thee, O God.
Let the people praise thee, O God. That sounds like directive praise.
Amen.
That sounds like praise with a direction on it.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbors and get your focus right. Come on, get your focus right. Let your praise be directed to God. Then we're going to allow you to praise Him. But let the people praise thee. Read.
Let all the people praise thee.
Read that again.
Let the people praise thee, O God.
Come on.
Let all the people praise thee.
Is that in your Bibles? I don't care what position you hold in the church, you need to be a praiser.
Amen.
I say, I don't care what position you hold in the church, you need to be a praiser.
Amen.
A usher need to be a praiser.
Yes.
Come on, a deacon need to be a praiser.
Amen.
It don't discriminate you, what your position is, who's who and who's not and who's God. Let all the people praise Him. Read.
Then shall the earth yield her increase.
Oh, you're looking for a harvest. You're looking for God to give increase. You're looking for God to give multiplication. After your praise go up, after you learn how to praise God, He said the earth is going to yield her increase. Tell somebody, I'm looking for increase. I'm looking for God to do something special. I need somebody to talk back to me. Anybody looking for increase? Anybody looking for multiplication? Anybody looking for God to do something special? You got to learn how to praise Him. Read.
Then shall the earth yield her increase.
Keep reading.
And God, even our own God,
yes,
shall bless us.
Shall bless us. The earth shall yield her increase. And our God, even our God, shall bless us.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to get to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.